The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 20th day of April, 2023. And now, tonight, by the way, indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance for real. And tonight, back in the cage, back there in the phone booth, we have Frank and Aaron and Randy and Eric, and in between them and here, you know, it's I see them back there, and they're bopping around, and sometimes they play well together, other times not so well, but they're here, and not for themselves, but for the country, for you folks out there. And then in the glass cage between them and us, he's there with a big smile in his name, Style. He's looking at me. Hey, Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. Welcome to having him back. He's got his own blog, you know. Anyhow, live here in the studio, get ready for a cackle. Go ahead, cackle. Go on, cackle. Go on. There you go. It's Leaping Lizards, Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. All right, she's there. She's been wanting to say that all day. In the morning, she gets all prepared. She said, good morning. And, all right. Now I'll yell at her. I'll say, get in the other room. Get in the other room, Lisa. There you go. We call her Little Lisa. She weighs 84 pounds. And she's about 6'3". We call her Little Lisa for a good reason. And way out yonder, a man of impeccable character, a giant in his own right, none other than, well, what do we call him? Let me see. The Parson Joe Larson?
Something like that. The only person that could put up with you for this long is probably why I got that introduction. But I'm here. I'm ready to go to work, and we need to raise some money, and we need to do some preaching and teaching.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't introduce myself. Let me just say this is their humble hero, Pastor Ernie Sanders. All right, let's go. Title of the message was, where is the rage? Where is the righteous indignation, right?
Right.
We're going to pick it up where we left out. Joe, we got to go to Psalm 2, but we got to take it a verse at a time because there's a whole lot, and each single verse is a lot. So go ahead and read verse 1.
All right. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine the vain thing?
Today, Joe, I've got an article by Gender Queers. One of the gender queers, this is what they're planning on killing all the straight people, all the Christian people. It's like, so what? The FBI is not going to do anything, right? And so let me stop right here.
Comments like that, but if we made a comment, we were going to go out and kill all the transsexuals, the FBI would be knocking on our doors.
They'd be doing that. You'd have hundreds of them out there. You'd have hundreds of them at your doors, okay?
Yeah.
Anyhow, let me give the numbers out. The numbers are, this is day four of Pledge Week. We only have tonight. We have less than 4 hours left. Less than 4 hours left to raise an amazing amount of money. So we can stay on the air. We were telling those folks how, we've been fighting to get back on those six stations. Remember how we kept warning those six stations, we got to hear from you, we got to hear from you, we got to hear from you, or you won't be hearing from us. Now they're not hearing from us. But we really tried. We tried as hard as we could, and we're still trying to get back. Now, folks, if you want to stay on the station you're listening to us on right now, we want to stay there with you. But we need your help to do it. And so the phone number tonight is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or
that is the credit card line.
Yep, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Hey, Joe, tonight we have a special we're going to run. We have two books. We have the How to Survive Forced Vaccinations. How to Survive is a really good one by Dr. Cass Ingram. He went home to be with the Lord last year, Dr. Ingram. We had him on this program several times prior to that. And the other one is Foods That Cure, you can reverse all diseases with whole food. Now, this one is a much bigger book, and we're asking a donation of $40 for this book or any of those CDs that we have with all of those songs that you folks. We have one CD, it's got like 19 songs on it, I think, and we're asking $25, a donation for $25. No, if you're one of those people out there that would really want one of these, but you're absolutely unable to afford it, let us know, and we'll see if we can get one to you without charge. And we do that. We've done a lot of that because
you can't. We're in ministry. We're a nonprofit, and you and I aren't, or anybody with us in the ministry, no one's taking any salary. So we're working for the Lord, and that's one way to do His work, right?
Absolutely. All right, so when we take a look at this, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? In fact, it refers to that over in Romans chapter 1, doesn't it? Verse 21, when it says, how they became vain in their imaginations. So they imagine a vain thing, the people. What is the vain thing that they imagine, Joe?
Well, the idea that God's not in control, and the vain thing that they're in control and they can do, they don't need God.
Do you think that that's the message Joe Baba Biden is sending? Do you think that's the message when Jerry Nadler says, God does not have a voice or a vote in this Congress? Do you think that that's the message they're trying to get out? Is that
the message? The World Economic Forum, you look almost anywhere you look on the left, that's the message. We don't need God. We don't want the commandments. We don't want the morals. We don't want the judgments, the statutes. We want no part of it.
Now,
God is the God of this world.
And so He is the God of all creation. Now, let me ask you this. Has God ever even lost an argument?
No.
Okay, so He's not about to lose for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. The enemy has been trying to destroy God. Hadn't gotten very far, has he?
Nope. They've been trying to find fault with His word. They can't. This psalm was written, 1,400 years before Christ? And yet, it is as true today as it was then.
Already. Verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Now, Joe, there's two groups here. The rulers, so when he says the kings of the earth, that's your national rulers. That's your presidents and out there across the national, like Putin and G and so they, and especially Obama Nation, and Biden who take counsel. They set themselves to take counsel. Now, the rulers aren't necessarily politically leaders. The rulers could be people like Chris Ray or Mary Garland, who are in a position of authority, or the people like those big tech giants, the ones that ran
Zuckerberg and all those.
Yeah, like Zuckerberg.
Behind the scenes, George Soros and the World Economic Forum. There's all kinds of people who really roll the power in this world.
So they've set themselves together against the anointed. Now, the anointed, you've got two applications here. One, the anointed one is none other than the Lord Jesus himself, is he?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, the Lord says his anointed, that's Christ.
Mm-hmm. And so, well, the Lord is Christ. The Lord is Christ, and his anointed means the anointed one, is the Lord Jesus himself. But now also his anointed, we see in Scripture, he says, touch not my anointed. And what is that? That's people that God has set aside or ordained for himself.
Right. He's called to serve him and do his will.
Right. He says, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So, here, this is the first of actually four stanzas in this psalm. Here, Joe, what he's saying is he's got the viewpoint of David, the Father, and the Son, speaking of in this 12 verses here. And so when he's talking about let us break their bands asunder, what do you think that means?
Commonality, the pacts and treaties and secret hand deals, handshakes they've made, their conniving backroom deals, all kinds of things can fall in there.
Well, what is he's talking about cutting off, let's cut them off, you know, all together so that they have no relationship with these people, okay? In other words, let's isolate these Christians like what are they doing out there today when the politically correct, where they, what is that called, where they want to erase you? What is that called? Pardon? Canceled. That's right, the cancel culture.
Cancel culture, yeah.
And this is basically what they're saying here, that they want to, let's cancel these people. Let us cast them away from us. They should have no power, no positions of authority. We're going to stand against their God and them. And that's exactly, would you say that's exactly what the World Health Organization, the World Economic, all of it, the entire Democratic Communist Party, the entire Democratic Communist Party, is that not the position they have against Christians?
Exactly. Divide and conquer, pull away any of our power, any of our strength, break up our voting blocks.
Now, he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh, for the Lord shall have them in derision. What kind of derision do you think God has them in today?
Right now, they're we've got the one side, they can't define a woman. We have the head of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, that the head of that group can't define what an assault rifle is. They're, everything about them is a confusion. There's no reality.
Do you think some of that might have to been maybe they were abandoned on a racist highway? Or racist, because there's racist highways and racist bridges out there. And maybe
then something like that, or something in the legal marijuana they smoke. I don't know.
Okay. So, anyhow, there. Yeah, when you look at this, Joe, when we were growing up, did you ever see any confusion amongst your peers when you were young about whether what gender they were? I mean, we only had two genders, right?
Right.
Now, and when you talked about a husband, it was always a man, and a wife was always a woman, right?
Right.
Okay.
And everybody knew who a woman was. There was nobody arguing the definition of a woman.
Okay.
I don't think I even heard. I think finally last year in high school, there was some, one of the boys in the class was beginning to wonder if he wasn't gay or homosexual, sodomite. And that was the first time I'd even heard of something like that. And he quickly was out of school, and the family moved away, and that was the last I ever heard. So,
but you weren't likely, like when you were in high school, to go into the bathroom and find Tampax machines in a boys' bathrooms, were you?
No.
We never had, in our locker rooms, our shower, we never had one Tampax machine. And of course,
nope. I never saw one commercial where a man was wearing lingerie posing for a woman's fashion catalog. Nope.
No drag skags. What do they call them, drag skags? Pretty ugly things, aren't they? I mean, like really ugly, right?
On this article was a muscle, looked like a young athlete, young male athlete, and wearing this set of red lingerie.
Okay,
and
so now,
it was just totally weird.
When you were like a teenager, do you remember back in those days when you were a teenager? Movies had just come out. Those things that they have movies then back in those days?
That's right. And pictures that move, talkies even.
Yeah, okay, now so. There were movies, Joe, of werewolves and vampires and ghouls, but we didn't have any drag skags or gender queers. Today, just as scary as the werewolves and the vampires are the gender queers and the drag skags, huh?
Oh, this is more scary because it's reality. It's people who are mentally ill and inducing mass hysteria, causing other people to become mentally ill and confused, drawing them away from God. Back then, everybody knew that it was a story. They knew Bram Stoker wrote the first book on Dracula, and it was all for entertainment and kind of scary entertainment, but we all knew it wasn't real. This is real, sickening, and totally delusional.
Well, that's what he says. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. He, the Lord, shall have them in derision. In Isaiah 66, verse 4, God says, I will choose their delusion. Boy, did he choose some delusions. Now, here he goes on to say, then shall he speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Now, that's not going to be good for him, is it? I got to stop right here, Joe. 888-281, folks. We got to get these phones ringing. We got to get the phones ringing. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Those guys back in the phone booth, you got to keep a phone in their hand. If their hands are free, they got too much time. There's no telling what they might do. So
they might start playing with all that equipment. They're in the studio, all those buttons and dials and switches and,
yeah.
Oh, goodness, what they could get into.
Lord knows. Oh, boy, you're not kidding, Joe. Anyhow, let's go. He says, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. We know who the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is.
I will declare
the decree the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Hold tight. Let me see. We have Bill in Boston. Bill in Boston pledges 100. Butler in Massachusetts pledges 100. He wants a match for that 100. Okay, folks, Butler and Bill, Butler wants a match. And Richard in California pledges $250. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Butler. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. Listen, we have a whole lot of good stuff coming for you tonight. But if I have to keep interrupting it, if the phones aren't ringing, because I got to keep giving that number out, I don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. We are battling very, very hard, not just to try to get back on the other stations, but to keep the stations we're on right now. We want to stay on the station you're listening to us right now. We really want to stay on this station. I don't want to be
every
getting...
Every station has to be self-supporting. A lot of our stations have tried to carry other stations, and it doesn't last for long. We need every station to take care of itself.
You're not kidding, Joe. You're not kidding. I don't need to be getting any letters from California or Massachusetts or Texas saying, boy, I wish you had stayed on the station. No, we're doing all that we can, folks. We're doing all that we can. So anyhow, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, he says, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I mean, see, we understand what he's saying, right? The people, we just had Resurrection Sunday, and all the movies out, they crucified Christ, the Lamb of the slaughter. That part's been done. Now, when he comes back, he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And when he comes back,
he'll be the Lion of Judah.
Yeah.
A little different than the meek, mild Lamb of God that took away the sins. This time will be the King of Kings. It will be the host, captain of the host of the Lord's army. And it will be a very terrifying and powerful Christ that comes back.
Is he going to have zero tolerance for sin and rebellion?
Zero tolerance.
All right. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. We're going to go to a break.
He created the universe by speaking it into being through the power of the Holy Ghost. If he looks down on an army on the earth or a group of people and wants them turned into individual molecules, all he has to do is say the word and they are gone. They're vapor.
All righty. We'll be back right after this.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take we
shots and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take
in, Steve Voss. You're right, Steve. We must take America back. Count us in. We're here. That's why we're here tonight. We're here to take America back. You hear that, Joe Baba Biden? We're here to take our country back from you crooks. That's right. And you know what? Joe, remember how we were telling people, they kept saying Obama or Joe Biden gave $85 billion worth of military equipment to Afghanistan. And I kept saying, no, he didn't give it to him. He didn't give it to him, folks. He sold it to him. It's coming. Believe me, they work on a kickback basis. But it didn't end there. It didn't end there. He is still giving money to the Taliban, folks. Listen, Joe Obama doesn't give your money away for nothing, okay? You see, he's... When you're making, and when you have a salary as a senator for a couple hundred thousand a year, and you're worth several hundred million, folks, well, Harry Truman said it. He said very clearly, he said, whenever a politician becomes rich in office, you can bet he's a crook. That's exactly right. And so we're going to play a clip, and in this clip, it's going to be talking about Joe Biden in Afghanistan. So go ahead and take her away.
See you. I got to tell you what, I can't believe the arrogance of this administration when the inspector general says, per your question, hey, is the DOD and state complying with your investigation? He's like, no, they're not. So what can your committee do to compel compliance from the Biden administration?
Well, we're trying to make it known to the American people that this is the least transparent administration in the history of our country. This administration continues to waste taxpayer dollars to the tunes of hundreds of billions of dollars. I don't think very many Americans realize we've spent $8 billion in Afghanistan this year. And what we learned from the hearing today is the special inspector general for Afghan reconstruction, he cannot guarantee that 100% of that did not go to the Taliban. He doesn't know where a penny of that went. They see no signs of any of the money going to people in need. They fear it's all going to the Taliban. And the fact that this administration, whether it be the Department of Defense, the Department of State, or the White House, continues to block the inspector generals from having access to where the taxpayer dollars are being spent says a lot. It says it probably is going to the Taliban. So, you know, how many mistakes can one administration make on the foreign policy front? I think we're about to find out with Joe Biden.
Right. The attitude seems to be, what's the big deal? It was great. Right. It was Trump's fault. But Congressman, it goes to the catastrophic failure of leadership, but also the risk to our security, the lives that are still being lost. Not long ago, former Congressman Seth Moulton pointed out one interpreter had an evacuation flight postponed out of Afghanistan for the World Cup. And then he was murdered by the Taliban before he could get out of Afghanistan. And he had in his hand his special immigrant visa.
Right. I mean, the whole purpose of oversight is to make sure our tax dollars are being spent. It's also to make sure that people who make mistakes are held accountable. And what we learned today is that we don't have any handle on the tax dollars currently being spent. We never had a good handle on where the tax dollars were being spent, especially under the Biden administration. And no one's held accountable for the debacle of a withdrawal. 13 U.S. service members lost their lives. Our reputation on the foreign stage has suffered irreparable damage. I think that had it not been for the debacle in Afghanistan, Putin never would have invaded Ukraine. And look at what that's costing us. I don't think if the debacle in Afghanistan hadn't happened, that President Xi wouldn't be threatening to invade Taiwan. These are all results of Joe Biden's incompetence on the world stage, and it all began in Afghanistan.
But they're so out of touch. I mean, so you mentioned 13 service members died. Tens of billions of dollars of U.S. equipment went to the Taliban. Joe Biden gave up Bagram Air Base. And when Joe Biden writes his, you know, debrief on why MAGA Republicans are so bad, he mentions actually you, Congressman. He says that you voted against $7 billion in funding to assist in the resettlement of Afghan refugees. I don't care about Afghan refugees. I care about American citizens. I care about American armaments that were left behind. I care about Bagram. I care about the 13 soldiers that lost their life. These guys are insane.
They are. I mean, it's unbelievable that they try to blame the debacle on Donald Trump. Biden was the commander in chief. No one is getting answers. We don't know who made which decisions. We depend, as you know, Sean, on the IGs. There are around 59, 60 IGs in the federal government. They're not partisan. They're the accountants. They're the ones that are supposed to be on the front lines of rooting out waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement in the federal government. I depend on the IGs to do oversight work. We had four IGs today that all testified they were having trouble getting information from the Biden administration, and Sopko, who is the IG for Afghan reconstruction, said he's not getting any information. In fact, he's finding evidence that the Biden people are telling other cabinets not to cooperate with him. I mean, this administration is the most arrogant and least transparent administration in our history. They cause damage to us in ways.
Alrighty, we're going to take a quick break here and give the phone number out at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Don't forget, folks, you've got Foods That Cure. Donation is a really good book and is heavy duty, too. It's got, well, let me see how many pages in this thing, but it's got all of the different foods you can eat, you know, to help cure all of these ailments that we have today, natural remedies. And it's got about 300 and something pages. We ask a donation of $40 for it. It's a good one. And then we have how to survive forced vaccinations. And we're asking a donation of $20 for that. And then we have a CD. No, it's $25 for that. And then we have the CD of the favorite songs, like the one we just heard that you like, 19 songs for $25. We're asking that. Now, we want to say here, we got, let me see, we want to go back to Gail in Massachusetts pledges $200, Donna in Cleveland $400, Jeannie in Massachusetts matches the Butler's $100 pledge, Lauren in Texas pledges $100 from her tax return. Thank you, Lauren. And she's asking others to do the same. Well, thank you. God bless, and thank you very much. All right. Take us back to the clip.
We learn every day because of the incompetence, because of the bad decisions they're making, and because of the possibility that many of us think they may be compromised because of the family influence peddling schemes.
And just a reminder, those 13 service members were killed by a suicide bomber who was released from a Bagram detention center, the Bagram airfield. The Biden administration was told by the Trump administration, do not give it up. But new tonight, Congressman, an IRS whistleblower has information, this is according to a letter written by his or her attorney, that suggests the Biden administration is mishandling the Hunter Biden probe. In a letter to lawmakers, the whistleblower's lawyer reveals, quote, my client has already made legally protected disclosures internally. The protected disclosures detail examples of preferential treatment and politics improperly infecting decisions and protocols that would normally be followed by career law enforcement professionals. Give us what you know about this whistleblower, the interference into the probe of Hunter Biden.
I predicted this 2 weeks ago when I first had staff that were granted access to these bank violations of the Biden family. It's obvious to anyone what was going on. This family had set up, you know, dozens of LLCs that were used to disguise or launder, whichever word you want to use, suspicious payments coming from our adversaries around the world. They were then using those LLCs to pay for basic living expenses. The LLCs serve no business purpose that we can identify. And the question that popped up in my head the first day was, how do you pay taxes on this? This is a tax scheme in addition to an influence peddling scheme. You know, the odds that the Biden family was showing this money they were getting from the Chinese Communist Party and from Russia and from Ukraine, the chances that they were paying taxes on this as income is probably slim to none. And I would say anyone with the IRS who's had an opportunity to audit these LLCs knows that this is criminal activity we're talking about here. And remember, it's not just the president's son. We've identified 9 Biden family members that were involved in the family influence peddling scheme. 9 Biden family members. It's obvious what was going on. The fact that the Treasury and the IRS hasn't done anything, that the DOJ hasn't done anything to this family, shows that something fishy is going on. I predicted we would start having whistleblowers come forward once they see that there is an investigative body that's trying to get actual facts out to the public. So I think that this whistleblower is very credible. I think they have a very good story to tell. And I think that this is going to put a lot of pressure on Merrick Garland and Joe Biden to finally come clean with American people on what they were doing.
You know, Congressman, you make a good point. First of all, you guys have done a great job in the short time you've had the majority in the gavels. But your committee is not set up to do these kind of investigations. You're not the FBI. You're not the DOJ. But it does beg the question, where is the FBI? Where is the DOJ? Where is the IRS? Because this thing reeks to high heaven. And these guys, I think, are part of the corruption scandal. The FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS, they don't want to look at Joe Biden because Hunter Biden is going to lead to Joe Biden. And they love him as a president. So that he's committed crimes. They don't seem to care.
Yeah. I think what I found out, this is my prediction, John, the reason that nothing's been done to Hunter Biden is because it's not just about Hunter Biden.
That's right.
It's about the entire family. It's about the brothers, the sister-in-laws, the sister, the nieces, the nephews, the grandchildren. They were all involved in this. And I think the Department of Justice and the intelligence community scratching their head like, what a mess. Maybe it'll just go away. And I got news for the American people. It's not going away. It's going to come to light. And I think that a lot of people that were supposed to be checks and balances along the way in the IRS and the DOJ are going to have a lot of explaining to do.
Just to be clear, David Weiss out of Delaware, the U.S. attorney there, is overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation. Mm-hmm. However, it is also being run out of the Justice Department's tax division as well, in conjunction. So it's safe to say this letter seems to be related to that investigation, correct, Congressman? Mm-hmm.
That's what it appears. It appears that what they're implying is that everybody's been told to stand down. And we want to know who's telling people to stand down. Because remember, we did a transcribed interview about 6 weeks ago with the general counsel for the National Archives, who admitted in the interview that he was told to stand down on putting on their website information about Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents, even though it's all over about Donald Trump's mishandling of classified documents. So there are people in the Department of Justice in this White House that are telling government officials in every cabinet to stand down on anything related to the Biden crime family.
Congressman James Comer, listen, thank you for joining us. My last point is, cash, cutting cash equals accountability. Cut their cash, my man, and they're going to start answering your questions.
All righty, we are back. And, folks, the phone number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And Jesse in Minnesota pledges $250. Beverly in New York pledges $40. Joe, remember how we kept telling you about those 50 bogus members, actually it was 51 Intel, who lied. They lied in a letter about the Hunter Biden laptop being Russian disinformation. Now, remember, that's all you heard at NBC, ABC, CBS. They were talking about these 50 intelligence agents has come forward. Hey, Joe, did you hear them say anything about the thousands that refused to come forward?
No, not a word. Crickets comes to mind.
Well, you know, the clip that we just heard, the congressman, God bless him, he's a good man, but he kept making one mistake. Do you know what that mistake was, Joe? Words have meaning. He says if they keep making these mistakes, do you think these are mistakes being made by the Biden crime cartel? Or do you think these are crooks doing what crooks do?
I think, let's scroll back up when you started that clip. Bagram Air Force Base, what happened to Bagram Air Force Base? The Afghan people, or the Taliban, turned it over to who?
China.
They turned the base over to China. Why do people think we keep calling Biden China Joe? Bagram got the Air Force Base because the Taliban had no idea what to do with those planes, the equipment, the radar. That technology was beyond them. So I remember very clearly you and I talking about that on the radio. That was turned over to the China. And you notice it didn't get any publicity back then, did it?
No, we did.
It wasn't gotten any publicity.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it, but I don't remember anybody today lately mentioning that. Everything is to cover Biden's and their criminality and taking money and bribes from the Chinese, from the Russians, and from about six other countries in the world. We're dealing with the biggest scandal this nation has ever seen, and we have Merrick Garland. We have the,
Well, right now we have Anthony Blinken.
The IRS and the Department of State all covering up for our
chief. Anthony Blinken, Joe, was...
Yep.
He was the one behind. He was the one behind gathering these 51 phony signatures from these corrupt. He got him to lie. He said, "Look, he went out there." Now, he's the current Secretary of State.
I got to interrupt. You notice how carefully they lied. This sounds like Russian disinformation. Well, yeah, it would sound like something the Russians might do. But the thing is, they never said, but the truth is, they just said it sounds like, and I noticed they always covered their heinies with that phrase, sounds like.
The narrative was another liberal lie, and that's according to the New York Post, actually, yesterday. It was the current Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, who called on Intel Insider to put together a list of Intel leaders who would lie and sign a report stating the lie that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. And that's out of the New York Post today, which...
The person that was CIA Director Michael Morell, who testified that Blinken was the one. So it came from a pretty good source, the former CIA deputy director.
Yep.
So thank goodness for a few honest people there in the deep state and somebody willing to stand up. That man's going to be hated. He's going to be despised. And but thank goodness he was willing to come out and tell the truth.
And so here now, so it was Anthony Blinken of the Biden UmPenn Center where classified documents were found, and China donated $54 million and that was the charge of 51 former intelligence people to sign to. So look at that. You think they might all got a million apiece to sign a bogus
possible,
letter of earmarks?
All the money that went to Biden's, what's the name of the college where he has his little organization set up where he had all the documents? Chinese poured millions into that. And that was not a big name. You know, that wasn't Yale, Harvard, Brown, or anything.
Wasn't that Penn
University
State?
University of Pennsylvania is not a nationally well-known, you know, university.
Right. So here you go. Listen, these are some of the people that signed that, who lied, took the money. Michael Chertoff, head of the ministry, what they call the Ministry of Truth, the Jim Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, former Undersecretary of Defense. Here.
John Brennan.
Yep. You've got...
Leon Panetta. I remember Leon Panetta was one. John Brennan. Those are just off the top of my head.
Mike Vickers. He was Undersecretary of Defense. Doug Wise. Nick Rasmussen, National Security Council. Nada Backhaus, Senior Analyst, Targeting Officer. She was the Targeting Officer for the CIA. And David Buckley, Inspector General for the CIA. And Glenn Gerstel, General Counsel for the NSA. And the list goes on. I got a whole list. I got a list of every one of them here.
Of the 51, most of them we're not familiar with, but they're all treasonous. But the good news is Jim Jordan and his committee is going to bring Mr. Blinken in front of their committee, and they have some questions. They gave him till May 4th at 5 o'clock Eastern time to make arrangements to come in and produce all the documents to go along with the questions. It's going to be interesting to see if he tries to claim some kind of privilege or get the Justice Department or something to cover him.
All righty. Okay, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Do you want to scroll up? I have the actual list there because I don't know where we left off here. I know we did those yesterday. All right, so we want to go back to, oh, boy, we haven't had any new calls.
No?
Oh, no, not since Beverly in New York, $40. And Joe, what are we going to do? I mean, we don't have any new calls, so we just remain silent. Anyhow.
Well, we just... One, remind everybody that the stations have to be self-supporting. We are here not to build our reputations or our fortunes. None of us take any money. You've never taken a dime. Neither is anybody with you.
Yep, and you're right. We don't do that. We do it for the cause and not for the money. We're in it to restore America to the way that God gave it to us. Hey.
Amen.
We're going to be talking
to my children and grandchildren and all those people who love this country, especially the guys that gave their life and their bodies, broken bodies, and Nam fighting for this country. They all deserve better.
Right. Bill in Boston just pledged 100. Thank you, Bill. Okay, here. So the day after, Joe, that the news comes out where Fox News settles. Now, remember how we were telling people that on Fox News you had Bret Baier was lying. Was it Sandra Smith was lying? Neil Cabuto was lying? Chris Wallace was lying? Now, we expected that at NBC, PMS, NBC, ABC, CBS. I mean, but remember what they always say, fair and balanced, right? So they were, in a sense, balanced because you had six of those on Fox News who denied that there was any election fraud. They denied any election fraud. Now, then you had six others that said there was election fraud, but they weren't able to talk about it. They weren't allowed to mention it. You had Laura Ingraham. You had Tucker Carlson. You had Hannity. You had the great one, Levine.
Mark Levin, yeah.
Levin. You had this short guy, the comedian, the guy that's really funny. But he had all of them saying, yes, there was election fraud, but they weren't allowed to talk about it. So now we told you that. But the thing that tipped, we were telling people about the narrative. Remember how when the echo chamber goes into effect, they literally say this word for word. They say the exact same thing word for word. And remember how they were saying, if we all say the same thing at the same time, people will believe us. If we all say the same thing at the same time. And so I remember Brett Baer, but before they did it, if you folks remember, because what gave them away was not only did they say, where's the evidence, but before they said that, they went, like that. Every one of them did that. They did, where's the evidence? Brett Baer did. Neil Cabuto did. Sandra Smith did. Chris Wallace said, the other guy is not with him anymore. He retired. He did the same thing. So anyhow, look, we got Peter in Massachusetts just pledged 100. Thank you, Peter. So the day after that here, 100% fed up. Dan Bongino. I like Bongino. This guy said it the way it was. He didn't, now. And he admitted, remember how we kept telling people, don't take the shot. Don't take the vax. It's not really a vax. It's not a vax. It's don't do it. Just don't do it, okay? And so these guys thought that they trusted Uncle Sam, and I can't believe it because Bongino should have known better. But anyhow, at least he came out and admitted that was a scam. That was a sham. He took the shot, and what did he do? He got COVID two or three times. And so, but I always liked Bongino for telling it the way he was, but he was just canceled by Fox. They said they couldn't come to an agreement. I don't think they tried very hard, do you?
Up on Newsmax or something, we'll see if something good comes of it.
Well, we're going to go to the break. When we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at what really was behind this whole thing with Fox News, just like we tried to tell you. Remember, and Dominion. Now, Joe, remember, we put out tons and tons of information, evidence, in our newsletter. We sent it out in the newsletter about election fraud and Dominion, okay? But they didn't come after us because we had the evidence. But why did they go after Fox? Well, we'll let you know when we come back right after this break. We're coming up to a break about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be right back.
Fight the fight. Take the stand. Light the light. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.